This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Legendary food.
And at number seven, the Oklahoma Sooners and Oklahoma great, now sportscaster in Oklahoma City, friend of the show, Dean Blevins, joins us now to talk about them. Hello, Dean. How are you?
Oh, doing well, Ryan. How you guys doing?
We're wonderful, man. We appreciate you coming on with us.
Good.
Hope everything's good out in Oklahoma.
Things are good. Yeah, hot and humid and muggy and just counting down and looking forward to a second season under Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, that first season went pretty well, but when you're a second-year head coach and you have to replace one of the greatest players in Oklahoma history, that has its pitfalls, doesn't it?
You know, I was thinking here a few minutes ago about, you know, the question you were going to ask was how good is Oklahoma going to be? And it is really simple. I mean, there have been some players, they lost some players, and they got some new coming in, and they really recruited well and all that. But this really comes down to Kyler Murray and keeping him healthy and seeing how he plays. Baker Mayfield was just a fabulous college quarterback. Who knows how good he'll be in the pros, but he was a fabulous college quarterback. And Ryan and guys, the other thing that he had was that intangible of leadership that, you know, kind of rises, what is it, rises all boats or whatever. All the players around him, they increased their level of production. You know, he was just that type of charismatic leader that you rarely ever seen. I've never seen one like him in all my years of playing or covering University of Oklahoma. So you have those two elements. You know, replacing one would be difficult, but you got to replace two of them, and there's no way that either of these quarterbacks is going to do that. How close they come to it will be the key to how good Oklahoma is.
When I saw the money that the Oakland Athletics threw at Kyler Murray, I didn't think there was any chance he would be playing quarterback in the Big 12 this year. What were your thoughts?
Well, I think all along he's told Lincoln Riley that he would. So I really wasn't surprised. I guess there's the injury factor you have to look at and wonder about that. But he's willing to take that gamble. I mean, this guy was a superior high school player. I mean, you guys follow it closely. You know it, but maybe some of your listeners don't. Kyler Murray is the greatest quarterback in the history of the state of Texas, at least statistically. His numbers are unbelievable, and he was 3-0 in terms of winning state championships as a starting quarterback in high school. So he's considered the greatest high school quarterback ever. And so he's wanting to see this thing play out. You know, things didn't work out down at A&M when he was a rookie, and so he made the move, and I think he's wanting to see how much there is there in football. There is a chance that he could come back and play, regardless of what you've heard and seen reported, but I don't think there's much of a, you know, why would he want to come back and play another year with baseball being so big in his future? I mean, he would have to, you know, be on the cusp of winning the Heisman Trophy and Oklahoma on the cusp of losing to Alabama in a 4-overtime game in the national championship game. That would be the only way I would see him come back.
Dean Blevins is with us, the former Oklahoma great, now a KWTV sports anchor there in Oak City, and on Twitter, at Dean Blevins on Twitter. Okay, you could sell me because you're having to do that, replace Baker Mayfield, that somebody could challenge Oklahoma in the Big 12. But then when I look at the rest of the Big 12, Dean, there's not an obvious challenger. Some would say Texas, but there's just doesn't appear to be that team poised that they're able to knock Oklahoma off. Who is the biggest challenger, you think?
Oh, I really think West Virginia is going to be a strong, strong team. Will Grier is the top quarterback in the league and one of the tops in the country. And he has a really terrific surrounding cast, particularly offensively. So I think they would be the team, but I'm not a big Tom Herman guy, but I do respect Texas. And even though they've not been able to back up all the expectations as they continue to talk after winning 5 and 6 games a year, I do believe that they're coming around and their talent is just off the charts. It's gotten that to that level again, or is on its way. I mean, it's hard for me to sit here and tell guys in Alabama how great people have, how much talent teams have, But anyway, they're getting really good. And Herman may be a jerk, but he's a really good coach. So I think that the answer to that question is Texas.
Okay, I was about to ask you about Tom Herman, but you clarify it. Look, there's a lot of really good coaches and players that I don't like because I kind of share your sentiment there. So I'll move to a different direction. When you look at Oklahoma and you look at the weapons around Kyler Murray, Rodney Anderson, one of the best running backs in college football, CeeDee Lamb, Marquise Brown, I mean, really good weapons with wideouts. But how big of a loss is Mark Andrews? It just seemed like he was that go-to guy last year for Baker Mayfield.
Well, I'm really big on Mark Andrews. I think he'll have a nice pro career, and he was terrific in college. They've got a guy, Grant Calcaterra, who was one of the top tight end recruits in the country a couple of years ago. And as a true freshman, he played a bunch and was a significant contributor. In fact, I'll tell you what, is this Lance? He's probably he was the guy that was selected preseason All Big 12. It may tell you how weak the tight ends in the Big 12 are, but it also tells you how good he is. He's already been selected and hadn't even started a game as preseason All Big 12. So that'll be a position of strength, and they've got a commitment from the number two tight end in the country. Guys, the story in Oklahoma is real simple. It's Baker Mayfield, but it's Lincoln Riley. This guy, last year when we talked, I remember telling you guys that Lincoln, I believed, was the greatest coordinator in the history of Oklahoma, and I've seen them since 1974. I've known every one of them personally, and there have been some really good ones. But Lincoln is the best I've ever seen. The story is him and replacing Baker Mayfield. Lincoln can do some special things offensively, and he's recruiting like a madman. And this program's getting better because of his recruiting. And how much better? We'll just have to wait and see. And because of Baker being gone, it may not show this year that they're better. But trust me, in the next 2, 3, 4 years, Oklahoma is inching toward the Crimson Tide. I know that's blasphemy.
It's a high bar, Dean.
They're headed in that direction.
Lincoln is obviously, he's loyal to Bob Stoops for giving him the opportunity to come to Norman. Let me ask you this, though, because if you're looking for a weakness with Oklahoma, and I know it's throughout the Big 12, it's the defense. And Mike Stoops is a guy that, you know, back in the 2000s had some dominant defenses before he took that Arizona job. But if the defense continues to hover around giving up 4 touchdowns a game, could this ultimately become an uncomfortable situation where Lincoln Riley's got to look to make a change?
Yeah, I think it's uncomfortable. I mean, I think it's uncomfortable now. The public continues to heap more and more pressure on Mike Stoops. And, I mean, Bob and Mike are perceived by the public just totally different. And so, yeah, people around here just can't stand it. They see a championship offense and a defense that is not anywhere remotely in the same ballpark as the championship Oklahoma team. So it's clearly, you know, and you caught me there because I said this all comes down to placing Baker Mayfield and the head coach. Well, I forgot. The defense is the question. There's a lot of pressure on him. Lincoln's given him every chance, but he will, depending on how unsuccessful they are, if you will, that will determine how much pressure there is on Lincoln. And even as loyal as Lincoln is to Bob and to everything, he can't allow any coach to hold his program back from reaching its potential. So that's a very good question. And Mike needs to improve. They will, guys, because they're recruiting better defensive players finally. But, you know, how quickly will that take effect?
He is Dean Blevins, the Oklahoma great, KWTV there in Oklahoma City, and also on Twitter at Dean Blevins. It's always a pleasure, Dean. We appreciate you spending some time with us.
You bet, guys. Enjoyed it. And you guys keep up the good work, and I will look forward to seeing Alabama. It is just an unbelievable thing that in this day of parity all around sports that Alabama can be doing what it's doing. We're going to look back on this era, if Alabama ever stops winning the way it is, we're going to look back on this era as greater than every era since Bud Wilkinson's winning 47 straight, and you really can't compare those two eras. I just have so much respect for everything that's going on down there. So thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon, Ryan.
All right, Dean. Take care, buddy. It's good to always catch up with Dean Blevins, super guy.
Where college football never ends.
The kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.